A new WBUR poll shows 70% of voters think Massachusetts isn't spending enough on infrastructure projects in the state, things like roads, bridges, natural gas pipelines, and the MBTA. The poll was conducted soon after the Columbia gas explosions in the Merrimack Valley, which affected more than 8,500 residents. Joining us now to talk about this is Mass Inc. Polling Group President Steve Cazella, who conducted the poll for WBUR. Hi, Steve.
Hi, Bob.
So just 42% of those polled think we should rely more on natural gas, down from 50% in 2015 and 66% in 2011. What's that say to you?
That was, I think, the most interesting number to me as far as power sources, just because there's been the biggest shift. You know, so we have trend data going back 7 years on these questions, and we saw it for natural gas specifically, the number who think we should rely on it went down quite a bit. I think it's possible there's something related to that particular incident. You know, the poll was fielded right after it. You don't really know until sort of some time goes by and we see if these numbers come back. But what sticks out to me is that it's coming down closer to the other fossil fuels, or at least in the direction of the other fossil fuels, as far as what voters want to see. Voters are now much more interested in seeing things like solar and wind power, hydro, natural gas interest is fading, oil and coal are already very low.
84% of voters polled said we need to rely more on solar power, 80% wind power. How does that compare to years past?
Those numbers are relatively stable. You know, they bounce up and down a little bit. That's just the way sort of statistics and polling work. But overall, the thing that sticks out to me is just how high interest is and how high interest has been in renewable energy. You look at the other end of the spectrum at oil and coal, and you've got down in the sort of 15% range for both of them as far as the number who think we should be relying on those more going forward.
As we pointed out, 70% of residents said the state isn't spending enough on infrastructure. What kind of message do you think that might send to the legislature and to the candidates?
Well, it is something where I think voters are getting to the point of, you know, break the glass and pull the fire alarm on infrastructure. I mean, you see really low numbers as far as the condition of all different kinds of infrastructure. You know, we asked about the MBTA, the electrical grid, gas pipelines and so forth, roads, and on a whole bunch of them, we see very low numbers in terms of the number of people who think they're in good shape.
We know Democratic gubernatorial candidate Jay Gonzalez has knocked Governor Baker for lacking what Gonzalez calls a proactive vision when it comes to the future transportation needs in the state. As we've said, the poll shows voters think we need to invest more in that kind of stuff, yet the poll also shows Baker leading Gonzalez by a whopping 44% margin.
You know, a Boston Globe poll came out this week and found among people who think the state's off on the wrong track, more blame the legislature, and the people who think the state's headed the right direction tend to credit Governor Baker. The other thing is that although there is this generic support for more spending on infrastructure, when you get to specifics, voters tend to have sort of a bit of cognitive dissonance. You know, when you ask about almost any specific revenue that's anything other than taxing rich people or businesses, you know, those are the two that tend to poll well. If it's anything other than that, the support for revenue tends to go way down.
So in other words, voters would like these changes in energy priorities and in infrastructure improvements, but they don't necessarily want to pay for it.
I think specific to infrastructure, they don't. I mean, energy, people say they would be willing to pay more personally for renewable energy. But when it comes to infrastructure, that's where the real challenge is. People support the generic idea of spending more and really do think that there's a big problem in a whole bunch of different infrastructure areas. But then when you get to, okay, how are we going to pay for it? Support tends to only focus on things which so far, you know, for various reasons, haven't been able to happen.
So bottom line here, can Gonzalez make any hay on these issues, on trying to paint Governor Baker as not having a proactive vision or not, do you think?
He'd have to have some success in pinning blame on Governor Baker. And so far, voters have, again, tended to blame the legislature for these things.
Steve Cazella, president of the Mass Inc. Polling Group, thanks a lot for speaking to us.
My pleasure.